ओके, हीमोसिडरोसिस मतलब ये होता है कि एक्सेस ऑफ द आयरन डेपोजिशन इन द स्किन इज कॉल्ड हीमोसिडरोसिस। सो व्हेन दिस एक्सेस ऑफ द आयरन डेपोजिशन अकर्स इन द स्किन व्हिच कॉसेस डार्क ब्राउनिश कलर डिसकलरेशन ऑफ द स्किन इज कॉल्ड क्यूटीनियस हीमोसिडरोसिस। सो इट कैन अकर बिकॉज ऑफ अ नंबर ऑफ द रीजंस विच देर इज़ ईदर इंक्रीज एब्जॉर्प्शन ऑफ द आयरन एज यू कैन सी दैट इन जनरलाइज हीमोक्रोमोटोसिस। देर इज इंक्रीज आयरन एब्जॉर्प्शन फ्रॉम द गट एंड हैंस इंक्रीज डेपोजिशन इन द टिश्यूज़। और इट कैन अकर बिकॉज ऑफ द इंक्रीज आयरन इन द बॉडी बिकॉज ऑफ द ईदर लीकेज ऑफ द RBCs फ्रॉम द ब्लड वेसल्स कॉजिंग एक्सट्रावेसेशन ऑफ RBCs एंड आयरन पिगमेंट इन द टिश्यूज। और इट कैन अकर बिकॉज ऑफ द ब्रेक डाउन ऑफ द रेड ब्लड सेल्स रिजल्टिंग इन द लीकेज ऑफ आयरन एंड हेंस डेपोजिशन into the tissues. So here it says that the hemosiderosis is when the hemosiderin deposits in the tissues, it stimulates the melanogenesis, and that's why the dyspigmentation resulting will be partly because of the hemosiderin and mostly because of the increased melanin production and increased melanin deposition. So here it is mentioned that it is because of a number of reasons like local repetitive minor trauma which lead to extravasation of the RBCs from the damaged blood vessels, or it can be because of the hypostatic hemosiderosis like in venous insufficiency or venous hypertension leading to the leakage of the RBCs into the tissues. It can be because of capillaritis, congenital hemolytic anemias like the sickle cell anemia and hemochromatosis. So all of these are the causes which can lead to iron deposition into the tissues causing pigmentation and increased melanogenesis, which further adds on into this cutaneous pigmentation. The clinical variants are hypostatic hemosiderosis, capillaritis, congenital hemolytic anemia, hemochromatosis. So we are going to discuss them each one by one. In hypostatic hemosiderosis, in chronic venous hypertension, there is a leakage of blood cells from the small blood vessels into the surrounding tissues, and this extravasated erythrocytes are broken down by the tissue macrophages, and thus the iron is released and incorporated as hemosiderin, which then lead to stimulation of the melanogenesis and hence increased pigmentation. So when the biopsy of the pigmented and the non-pigmented leg skin is done, because most commonly this venous hypertension and venous insufficiency is seen in the legs. So when we do the biopsies of the pigmented and the non-pigmented skin of the leg, it is clearly visible that those areas of the skin which are pigmented have a higher melanin content in those from the, than those from the unpigmented skin, which suggests that that hypermelanosis is provoked by chronic venous insufficiency. So when the pathology, when the biopsy of these is done, we can see that in the epidermis there is increased melanin, melanocytes, increased melanin deposition, and there is pigment deposition in the dermis, that is hemosiderin is deposited in the dermis, and there is pigmentary incontinence as well, leading to the fall of the melanin and the melanocytes into the dermis and hence causing increased pigmentation. Second variant is the capillaritis, which causes pigmented purpura. So the hemosiderosis here is reddish, forms a reddish brown plaques with the cayenne pepper points beyond the margins, means beyond the margin of the plaque we can see small pinpoints, pinpoint hyperpigmented spots present in the legs and the thighs and sometimes on the arms. The second is congenital hemolytic anemia, the example of which is sickle cell anemia, in which there occurs hemolysis of the red blood cells and hence deposition of the pigment in the skin, mainly in the lower legs in adults in third decade or earlier. In hemochromatosis, the pigmentation is seen generalized, not only in any specific part of the body. Dermatitis here, it is mentioned that the hemosiderosis or the pigmentation of the skin can occur in response to contact with the skin, of the skin with some of the textiles, or as a result of a reaction to certain drugs like anticonvulsant drugs. So these will present itself in the skin in the form of a pigmentation, hence called the dermatitis induced by the textiles or the drugs, manifesting as hyperpigmentation. So if you are talking about capillaritis, the presentation will be punctate bright red purpuric macules, which later evolve and then it combine together to form irregular plaques of orange or brown pigmentation. However, in hydrostatic hemochromatosis, because of venous insufficiency, initially the lesions are orange red and then later become darker in appearance. The disease course and prognosis: that in hypostatic hemosiderosis, the pigmentation usually persists even when the venous insufficiency has been resolved. But in capillaritis, although it's a chronic condition, but it clears spontaneously over a period of months to years, although recurrences are possible. And for the management, we just have to treat the underlying cause. And in most of the cases, when the underlying cause is treated, the pigmentation also resolves.